Hi, my name's Dave Nielsen. I'm with CloudCamp, and I'm here with Lynn from Southern California, developer evangelist. And we've known each other for quite a while, but also in our individual lives, we work a lot with nonprofits. And, you know, today is kind of tough times for nonprofits financially. Mm-hmm. They've been used to getting funding from either the public or the private sector, and, you know, that's a little bit difficult both ways. Mm-hmm. We're both from California. How's the government doing in, with funding right now?
Not so good.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough patch here for a couple of years. But there is good news, and the cloud can be a part of that. What are some of the reasons why nonprofits are using cloud in these tough times?
Well, cloud can save money. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You got, whether it's a software as a service application, you know, that's providing the services for the agency or for the nonprofit, or if it's their own app, and this is, you know, running the app, and this is the data storage. If, you know, you've got a situation where you need to expand either the storage because you have, you know, more people contributing to your charity, or you have, you know, a need to add to this, you just click and you get more power. And this is all then running in the cloud. It's not like you have to hire people and buy hardware and all that stuff. It's faster and cheaper.
Right. So the servers are already set up.
Yeah.
The applications are already set up. And then you don't need to have a person go and buy it and set it up and take all that time.
Yeah.
And then when you don't need it, you can turn it off and you're not paying for it. So so you save money and you don't need as many resources.
Yep.
And so we see this both in the nonprofit sector. We also see it in government services. Mm-hmm. Do you have any examples you can tell us about?
Yeah, there's kind of a cool one built out on Azure. It's called HeyGov. And it's an app that actually runs on a Windows 7 phone, too. And what it does is it helps the residents of Florida be able to find the appropriate government agency. And this app helps us to think about another advantage of cloud computing, which is, we hope, scalability, because tax time's coming up, right? And we're hoping that those citizens are, like, looking for the tax agency.
That's right, like at 4:30, when I'm driving around,
yeah,
going, wait, where do I deliver that tax payment?
Yeah.
And then I need to find it.
And ultimately, the benefit for the state of Florida is they don't have to go and, like, buy more servers. They can just click and turn things on, and that way there's no latency so that people can't, like, say, well, I couldn't get to it.
Right,
right?
The application was down and they couldn't find it. Right. We don't want those excuses.
Exactly.
We want the check, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. So that's good news. And so where do developers go or nonprofits go or to get started with
cloud? To try out the cloud for 30 days for free, they want to go to Windows Azure Pass. .com, and then this is where you come in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and so we have a pass that you can use. If you use Dave on Azure, yeah, that'll get you 30 days for free on Azure. And, well, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us today. And thank you for joining us on Dave on Azure.